Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Hartsfield. Batting second. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting 5th. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting 6th. The left fielder, Sid Gordon. Batting 7th. The center fielder, Luis Almo. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Warren Sparn. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Warren Sparn. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Sheldon Jones. Pitching for the New York Giants, Sheldon Jones. And now, play ball. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield strikes out. Westrum throws to first to catch. Lockman drops the ball. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thompson, who is chasing the ball. Marshall reaches third base with a triple. Hartsfield goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Braves. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Braves. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hartsfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marshall moves to third. Al Gettle now pitching. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Marshall scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Braves. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Addis now playing left field. Sid Gordon now playing third base. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Addis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gordon strikes out. One out. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0 for 1 in the game. Almo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Westrum strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Westrum out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dark moves to second. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hartsfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0-for-1 in the game. Sparn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gettle covering, for the out. One out. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartsfield strikes out. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Marshall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Stanky moves to second. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Cooper moves to second. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0-for-2 in the game. Almo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Almo. Dark reaches second base with a double. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 2 in the game. Irvin hits a fly ball into center field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Sparn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparn is 0 for 2 in the game. Sparn hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hartsfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartsfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hartsfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettle strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Stanky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Torgerson hits a fly ball into right field. Irvin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Addis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Addis is 0 for 1 in the game. Addis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 3 in the game. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gordon juggles the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Jack Lark pinch hits for Hank Thompson. Jack Lark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Lark now playing third base. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Almo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almo is 0-for-3 in the game. Almo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gettle fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Ray Noble pinch hits for Al Gettle. Ray Noble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noble hits a fly ball into center field. Almo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. Stanky strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Braves, 4, and New York Giants, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.